Beggars, because they were sitting out in the elements exposed and could get sick and die, would wear an outer garment to make sure that they could, you know, try to keep their health as good as possible. He throws it off. He says, I don't want anything tripping me up. I don't want anything slowing me down. I've got Jesus waiting on me. I'm going. Don't know how I'm going to see, but I'm getting there. I might bump into a couple folks on the way. Might knock them down, you know. But I don't want to fall on my face and break my nose, right? Just, you know. Thank you. I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist. It was so, thank you. I owe you big time. He throws aside his garment. What's that, Fred? Yeah. Leomar, if there's anything you need, sweetheart, just let me know. He throws aside his garment. He says, I'm not letting anything stand in my way. I don't care. I'll get wet. I'll get sick, but I'm going to Jesus. Don't you love that kind of zeal? I love that kind of zeal in a person. Hebrews 12 said, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a multitude, such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run the race set before us. Looking unto who? Looking unto Jesus. That was Bartimaeus. He said, I'm getting this thing out of the way. I don't want to trip myself. I don't want anything to slow me down. Whatever it is that stands between us and Him, that slows us down, that might trip us up or entangle us or get us weighted down and distracted and tied down with all the cares and concerns and affairs of this world, let's cast it off. Let's throw it aside and let's run. Let's run. Let's run to Jesus and fix our eyes on Him, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame. Cast the garment, huh?
I feel like he was like throwing off his old identity.
Oh, man. Mm. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm not a beggar anymore. You can have this spot, buddy. Oh, you got healed too? Cool. Giving up my turf. That ain't me anymore. I got a new robe. I got a new ring on my finger. I got a new robe on my shoulders. I got new sandals on my feet. I got a party prepared for me. My father just killed a fatted calf. In my honor? Are you kidding me? Threw it aside. Don't need that identity anymore. That ain't me. When you see that coat, someone else is wearing it. Oh, man. Wow. And so he comes to Jesus. Jesus says, he's just so good. And he says to him, what do you want me to do for you? How sweet, how simple and sweet, you know? What do you want me to do for you? Rabboni, that I might receive my sight. And we find out from one of the other Gospels that Jesus touched his eyes. Just touched his eyes. And then he said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Immediately he received his sight. Go your way. Your faith has made you well. Now, I know that Jesus knows the hearts of all men, but we know that faith demonstrates itself in works. The invisible faith that's in our heart is visible through the things that it produces in our life. What did this man's faith look like? When Jesus said, "Your faith has made you well," what did his faith look like? What was he referring to? How did it manifest itself in Bartimaeus' actions? Persistence. He genuinely expected what he was asking for. He trusted. Yes. I like both of those things. That's excellent. I don't want to take away from that, but I don't want to move too fast away from the other either. His persistence. He could have simply said, "Oh, okay, I'll be quiet. I don't want to make a fuss." Yeah. He could have simply caved in. But he was willing to take the heat and say, "No, I'm going for this. It's too important." And then he went with full confidence. I know when I ask, I'm going to get what I came for. Oh, man. Shiloh. Yes. Jumped up. Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Well put. That's right. Believed it could be done. He saw the possibility. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to be like him. Mark. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. You know, I was carpooling one day with a guy, and I had this situation going on in my life, and I'm like, I'm trusting God to bring this about. And he said, "Well, you know, you shouldn't just trust God. You should, you should go do something or something like that." That didn't come out the way I saw that coming out differently. Scratch that. Nevertheless, yeah, faith is not something that simply passively sits and hopes for the best. If you really believe something, you'll act on what you believe. If I believe that chair will hold me up, I'll sit in it. Amen. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. 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 Interesting. Yeah. 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 Amen. Position yourself. Seize the day, seize the opportunity. Yes. Yeah. 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 I love that. Charlie. Yeah. Yes. Isn't that awesome? I love his response. Well, guess I don't need that cloak anymore. Where do I go? Where do I go from here? I think I'll follow Jesus. What the heck? Yes. Yes. Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's what other response really fits at all. I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going. He's going to Jerusalem. He's going to the cross. I'm going to follow him. It's all right. I'll go. Wow. Wow, Mark.
Like, Rob's testimony.
Yeah.
Where the guy got saved and he's like, okay, now what? Follow Jesus.
Follow Jesus. That's right, man. Leave your cloak in that old church, man. Go where Jesus is going. Amen. Wow. What does our faith look like? We are people of faith. But when you look at Bartimaeus, does my faith look like that? No. I love that honesty. Oh. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Are we willing to look a little silly if necessary? Are we willing to look a little different and graciously disobey if necessary? Are we willing to throw aside every weight and the sin that so easily entangles us? Are we that passionate that we don't want anything to come between us and Christ? We want to go into His presence as quickly as possible and as surely as possible. Are we going with the kind of confidence that says, I know that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him? Do we have that boldness? Yes. Amen. 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 It is a growth process. Now, talk about a growth process. How many people, when you see a passage like this, think to yourself, boy, I sure would have liked to have been there? Anybody? One or two? Okay. You can raise your hand if you mean that. You don't have to, but you can if you want.